So we think of sexual intimacy as romance, but sexual intimacy is more than just romance. And a lot of times when we think about it, the world portrays it as either good or bad. If you don't have sexual intimacy, you feel like you've done something wrong. And so we struggle to talk about it.
Our guest couple, Raymond and Jenny, are the wonderful folks behind 10 Butterfingers, as well as The Art of Disagreement and The Art of Engagement Marriage Workshops. Raymond and Jenny, welcome back to the Connect 2 podcast.
Our pleasure.
Let's start with sharing with our listeners a lighthearted or unexpected moment from your early days of marriage that had to do with intimacy.
Interesting insight. I think getting into marriage, our perception about intimacy was shaped a lot by Hollywood, right? So, and I mean, when you watch movies, wow, the way the actors and actresses depict sexual scenes, like, wow, that's what's going to happen. When we got married, I think it's quite different.
It's so different.
Yeah, it's very different.
Is Hollywood even real?
Yeah. Or is it something that we did wrong or something like that?
And I think one of the dangers that we soon realized was, oh, we had benchmarked what intimacy should look like as Hollywood standard. But really, intimacy, as we soon found out as a couple, was not that Hollywood standard.
Right.
Yeah. And it was something about how do we love each other? And loving each other isn't just physical intimacy. In fact, intimacy is all aspects. So there's emotional intimacy, there is physical intimacy, there is mental, and spiritual intimacy all comes under the umbrella of intimacy. What's dangerous is that we tend to focus a lot just on physical intimacy, and then we think of Hollywood and, gosh, if we don't have that physical intimacy, maybe we're not loving each other.
Right. That's true. The disconnect is quite jarring. Yeah. So if you've guessed it, our today's topic is on sexual intimacy, and it's a topic that actually couples maybe find very awkward to talk about, but it is also an important one to talk about. So why do you think conversations around sexual intimacy is, you know, often avoided, especially in marriage?
I think for us, as we look back, nobody spoke to us about sexual intimacy. I mean, the whole idea that this is something that we can talk about or should talk about wasn't even there, right? Because our parents didn't role model that to us. You know, the church doesn't talk about it. Our schools don't really talk about it. So we are left very much to figure things out by ourselves. So that doesn't really quite help us in addressing and talking about
it. What does good sexual intimacy look like? Is that even common news or something that we hear about in the media? What we are often exposed to is Hollywood's scene of romance that leads to sexual intimacy. And often it may not even be within a marriage context. So we think of sexual intimacy as romance, but sexual intimacy is more than just romance. And a lot of times when we think about it, the world portrays it as either good or bad. If you don't have sexual intimacy, you feel like you've done something wrong. And so we struggle to talk about it because it's so intimate and it's something involving someone else other than myself. And we may be unwilling to reveal a little bit more about our partner because it's too private. We think it's only something that happens in a bedroom, so we don't talk about it.
Yeah, I think the other point is also we don't know how to talk about it. Right, so if you put all these things together, basically it means nobody ever talks about anything, right, about sexual intimacy.
Yeah, and it becomes a blame game. So it could be my partner's fault, you know, we aren't achieving that level of sexual intimacy because my partner is this. And it often sounds like a blame game. So we feel guilty about blaming our partner, but sometimes we don't know what to do about it. So most people don't really talk about it.
I mean, it's so true. We don't really know how to bring up this topic, right? How do you go up to someone who's probably more experienced and be like, I don't know what to do. Like, it sounds very strange. So totally agree on that point, you know, like especially maybe in the Asian culture where, you know, these topics are quite taboo to even talk about, right? Outside of your own home, really, you know, it stays in the bedroom, right? Nothing comes out, and that can be quite actually detrimental, right?
Those are the narratives we've been taught to embrace, that these things don't get spoken about.
Before marriage, you probably had your own expectations about it, like what you said from Hollywood and whatnot, right? What were some of the expectations that you had about it before marriage? And then how did that kind of change or like compare to reality, you know?
As they say, reality bites. I mean, just to put it in perspective, I even fell asleep on the first night of our wedding.
Oh my goodness.
Right, and we still talk about it, right, to this day, and she blamed me. And yeah, I mean, she even said, am I not attractive enough, you know, for you that you fell asleep? But oh God, we're so tired after the whole day of, you know, the wedding ceremony and hosting and I was just flat out.
Right? It was just a very practical thing. The man needs his sleep. But when it comes to sexual intimacy, a lot of us as women and wives tend to say, am I not attractive enough? Does my partner not want me? But, you know, your partner's body could be behaving in a very different manner if they're just tired or they need their sleep. So it comes back to communication again. Right? What do we enjoy and what is sexual intimacy to both of us?
And also going back to the Hollywood narrative, right? I mean, if you watch movies enough and it's often depicted that, wow, it's really a wild sex, you know? And it's like going on forever and ever, right? So you have those kind of narrative going to marriage, and then when you actually do the deed, it's very different. Sometimes even functional or is much shorter than what Hollywood seems to depict. And what it does to us is we begin to ask ourselves, are we doing anything wrong?
Are we good enough? Am I loving my partner? So we tend to doubt ourselves, because if our mindset or our standard, our gold standard of what sexual intimacy is all about is that Hollywood standard, which is long, lustful, romance, hot, steaming, and all of it, then we set ourselves up for failure. So let's talk about what sexual intimacy should be. It's really about physical closeness, right? Whether or not you ultimately have penetration as part of the act of sexual intimacy, is that the most important thing? And the answer is no. Is there physical closeness during the time where you're spending time together as a couple? That is also part of sexual intimacy. And so many couples tend to forget what it entails, you know, just the rawness of being together, having your bodies together, and not measuring success or a real good intimacy as how long it takes, right? How much one party gets an orgasm out of it. Yes, all those may be part of sexual intimacy, but they're not the indicator of a really good level of success.
Yeah, I think that was a good point. How are you actually measuring success, right? What is success in sexual intimacy, right? I think that's really a good point for us to consider, you know, in our mindsets. Are we looking at it from just boxes that we're checking off, or is there something, you know, that we're missing that's actually bigger and more important, which is really that level of closeness?
For us, sometimes we laugh at ourselves. Well, that didn't quite work today, right? For example, sometimes we're tired, right? I mean, we still make an effort, but because we're tired, the machine didn't quite work, right? So I mean, but we learn to laugh at ourselves, you know.
And not blame. Not blame each other, not blame ourselves, and say, hey, you know, what does intimacy look like now? Okay, let's cuddle instead. And so it's recognizing that, hey, our intimacy as a couple is really about how close we feel to each other than about that wild hot sex in itself.
Going back to that, it's really about the goal, right? What is the goal of that sexual intimacy? It's really to be as close as possible with your partner, right? Yeah. And that closeness can look different in different times and seasons as well, right?
Absolutely. If you've just given birth, how on earth is this wild, hot, passionate sex going to happen, right? When you're just healing at your private area. You know, it's that physical closeness. And that still is sexual intimacy.
That's right. At the end of the day, the sexual intimacy is just one expression of intimacy. That's what Jenny alluded to earlier. There's also mental, emotional, spiritual, and many other aspects. And the expression of, you know, physical intimacy is just another way that we express our love and affection for one another. And we cannot lose that perspective, right? Otherwise, things become very, very lopsided.
I've also heard that, you know, all these different areas actually influence the quality of your physical intimacy as well. So really, it's not to neglect the other aspects of intimacy just for one specific portion of it. Talking about it, how it's difficult to have conversations about sexual intimacy. How can couples begin to talk about it in a way that feels safe and respectful, especially if they've never done so before?
Marriage is one of the most rewarding things in life. Yet, navigating marriage as newlyweds or an engaged couple can sometimes get overwhelming. Whether it's managing expectations of the in-laws, getting a good grasp of your family finances, or establishing good habits of communication and healthy conflict. Focus on the Family Singapore's Marriage Preparation Program aims to help you build a solid foundation in the early years and prepare you for the adventure of your life. Visit family.org.sg/C2MarriagePrep for more information today.
The good starting point is to recognize that there are things that we still don't know.
Yeah.
Right. And we don't know what we don't know as well before marriage. So let's talk, let's explore, let's learn together. Mm. Right. Even after getting married in the earlier years, also to embrace the mindset that, hey, let's go on this learning together, right? Mm. When recognizing that what worked, learning what worked, what doesn't work, and learning to talk about it. And learn together. So, and instead of putting on the pressure that we must perform to a certain kind of degree, to a certain level of performance or satisfaction. Yeah. So having this kind of teachability and humility to recognize, yeah, we are all on a learning journey together. Mm. I think that was
we're also learning helpful. About our bodies, right? And our bodies will change over the seasons. Yeah. And so we are on that learning journey about how we will behave or how we will respond to each other in physical intimacy. Mm. Mm. So the learning never ever stops, whether or not you're newly married or in our season of life.
Mm. Mm. Yep. Yeah. I think the other aspect that can be helpful is for young couples getting ready for marriage to talk to mentors, somebody ahead of them. Again, it might be a topic which is difficult to broach. So find somebody you trust, somebody that you feel comfortable to share a bit more, who are also comfortable to share more with you, and let them shed some light and not be shy about it.
I think one tip that we definitely would give to young couples is be very careful what you put in front of your eyes and the people that you speak to. We wanted to talk something about.
Yeah. I think pornography is often a topic which many couples will probably struggle with, right? So be careful, because what it does to us is that, you know, give us a fantasy, a false image of what intimacy or good sex looks like, right? Yeah. Or what's love. Mm. And the danger is that if we carry that into our own marriage, then that can be detrimental because we expect our spouse to perform in a certain way. Mm. But also what it does is it becomes a hold on you. It's a very unhealthy influence on the marriage. So be careful. Don't use it as an excuse to say that, let's learn. I need to learn about sex before I get married, right?
And, or my spouse doesn't satisfy me. Therefore, I have to turn to something else that satisfies me. Remember that sexual intimacy is also a language. It's also a form of communication.
Right.
And the moment we give ourselves away in that intimate area, that ties us to something else. And it's very hard to gain trust with our partner when in our minds, we are thinking something else has satisfied me more than my partner. So it's really important not to engage in things like pornography or even sexual conversation with somebody else who's not your partner.
Right.
Even though you may not go down that line, but there is that trust, there is that very intimate part of your heart that you're giving away.
Right.
And you want to reserve that really as an expression of love between you and your spouse. And if there's something that you're navigating a difficult moment in your marriage, and yes, the sexual intimacy may have fallen because you're navigating a difficult moment, it's really important to persevere and get through the communication of whatever is difficult. And not to steer away and engage in some form of distraction as a means of saying, I need my needs met.
Yeah.
Because we are meant to grow in this journey together and to learn about each other.
I think really throughout this whole series, we're really hearing that communication is really key. So like to really just not shy away from difficult conversations, having to go through the discussion will help you in the long run.
Absolutely.
Right? That's what I'm really hearing. Like, just wanted to round it up with maybe just advice that you would give to couples, especially those who are waiting until marriage, to help them prepare well for sexual intimacy.
Mm-hmm. I think for new couples getting ready for marriage, I think talk to people, right? Talk to mentors who may be able to share more insights with them and not struggle by themselves. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times, you know, a topic such as sexual intimacy is so intimate that we often shy away from it. But to recognize, hey, this is, to be okay to say that, hey, I don't know this enough. Let me go and ask somebody who may be more experienced, you know, to learn from them. So I think it is something that I would would have done if I've gone, you know, back 25 years, something that I would have done differently.
I would ask, you know, what tips do you have for me as a young bride entering into marriage? What can I learn about this journey of sexual intimacy with my husband? And the second thing that I would also encourage young couples, you know, even as they're preparing for marriage, is don't be in a rush to make everything right, right? You've got your entire lifetime to learn about each other and ask each other when you finally get married, what can I do? What can I do to make this a more pleasant experience for you?
Yeah, right.
I think that's the number one question we should be learning to ask each other a lot more as we finally get married and embark on this journey of what it means to be really intimate, even physically.
That's right. And intimacy is a lifelong journey. It is not a magic switch that you can flick on and off you know, at any point in time. So we are all on this journey together. Yeah, so to Jenny's point, learn to talk about it, learn to communicate and connect.
Thank you so much. I think, yeah, I really just treat this as another aspect to learn, just like how we have to learn how to communicate better. This is just one more thing to learn, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, thank you guys so much for sharing so candidly and so vulnerably as well about a topic that is so close to everyone's heart, that so close that we don't want to talk about it, right? But thank you guys so much for opening up and sharing about it as well. We hope today's episode has helped you see that sexual intimacy, when approached with love and respect, can be a deeply meaningful part of marriage. If this series has been helpful, do share it with a friend who might benefit from it. Thank you for listening in, and remember, marriage isn't just about enjoying each other's company, it's about growing together in every area.